Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a Darkseid Jungle 808 tail blueprint inside Ableton Live 12, with that warm tip style grit that feels dirty in the right way, but still tight enough to survive a proper DNB mix. Now, the big idea here is simple. An 808 tail is not just a bass hit with a long decay. In this style, it becomes a drum bass hybrid. It can carry weight, character, and movement, while still leaving space for fast breaks, subs, and snare programming. So we're not chasing a giant smeared low end. We're designing a controlled tail that feels like it got bounced through old hardware, slightly pushed, slightly worn, and then dropped back into a modern arrangement. First thing, pick a Source 808 that already has some body. You do not need the cleanest sample on earth. In fact, a little natural thickness is helpful, because we're going to shape tone and texture, not invent weight from zero. Load the sample into Sampler, put it in one-shot mode, and trim the start and end so the attack stays tight and the decay doesn't waste space. If the front click is too sharp, soften it just a touch. If the sample is too long, shorten it now rather than fighting it later. Next, tune it. This is a big one. In darker drum and bass, pitch matters more than people think. Tune the 808 to the key of the track, or at least land it on a strong root note that supports the sub. If the low end is going to sit with the kick and bass, the fundamental needs to feel intentional. A tuned 808 tail instantly sounds more musical and more expensive. Now let's build the chain. A strong starting order is EQ8, then drum bus, then saturator, then glue compressor, and optionally auto filter at the end. The reason for this order is that we want to clean first, shape transient second, add harmonics third, and then control the overall body. Start with EQ8 and do only what's needed. If there's junk below the useful low end, high pass gently around 20 to 30 Hz. If it feels boxy, dip somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. If the click is harsh, tame the 2.5 to 5 kHz area a little. Keep it subtle. We're not carving a totally new sound yet. We're just getting the source ready to be pushed. Then bring in drum bus. This is one of the best stock tools for this job, because it can add that drum forward grit without sounding like a separate effect on top. Keep drive modest at first, maybe around 5 to 20%. Use transient to decide how sharp the front of the hit feels. Don't overdo boom yet, because we do not want the tail getting sloppy before we've heard what the saturation is doing. The goal is to preserve impact and give the tail a little attitude. After that, hit saturator. This is where the warm tape style color really starts to show up. Try a drive in the +3 to +6 dB range, and use soft clip if needed. If you want a little more bite, analog clip can work nicely. The key is gain staging. Feed the device in a sensible way. A quieter signal into saturation often gives a smoother, more tape-like breakup than slamming it. If the low end starts to fuzz out, back off the drive and tame the top with EQ instead of forcing more distortion. If you want an even more tape-worn feel, add a tiny amount of redux, but keep it very subtle. You're not trying to crush the sound into lo-fi mush. You're just introducing a little degradation so the tail feels less pristine and more lived in. Another easy move is auto filter after saturation, set to low pass, with a cutoff somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz. That darkens the top and helps the tail sit with busy breaks and hats without sounding harsh. Now shape the decay. In DNB, tail length is everything. Too long and you wreck the groove. Too short and the sound loses weight. Use Sampler's amp envelope or the release control to make the note decay musically. For rollers, you usually want a short to medium feeling decay. For jungle breaks, you can let it breathe a little more, as long as it stays filtered and controlled. In a tight, neuro-adjacent style, keep it compact and let the bass line carry more of the motion. Here's a really important teacher note. Check the decay against the snare grid. In jungle, a tail that lands cleanly before the next snare often feels heavier than one that drags over the pocket. So listen to how the tail exits the bar. It should feel like it's helping the groove breathe, not stepping on it. Now we add motion. This is where the sound gets that Darkseid personality. Use auto filter automation, subtle frequency shifter movement, or tiny pitch drift if you want the decay to feel unstable in a cool way. A falling filter sweep over the tail can make it feel like it's sinking into smoke. A very small pitch fall can make it feel like tape sag instead of a synth effect. Keep all of this subtle. You want unease, not gimmick. A great technique here is splitting the sound into two layers. Keep one layer as the clean low core. Then duplicate the track and process the duplicate for grit and motion. High pass that dirty layer around 120 to 180 Hz, so it doesn't fight the real sub. This is one of the smartest ways to work in dark drum and bass, because the low end stays disciplined while the upper texture carries personality. Once the sound feels good, resample it. This is where the blueprint becomes a production tool instead of just a sound design exercise. Route the track to an audio track and record a few different versions, maybe with different velocities or note lengths. Then chop the audio into usable pieces. You can make a full hit tail, a filtered version, a reverse pickup, or an early cutoff version for fills. Once it's audio, it becomes much easier to place it in the arrangement like a phrase marker or a transition stitch. And that's a huge part of the Dark DNB mindset. The tail is not just a sound, it's arrangement language. You can use it at the start of a drop to reinforce the first downbeat. You can use it at the end of a four-bar jungle phrase to lead back into the break. You can use a filtered version in an intro so the listener feels the low-end energy before the full impact arrives. A single well-placed tail can do a lot of the work of a fill. Mixing-wise, keep the tail in its lane. It should feel like another percussion voice, not a second sub-line. If the kick and tail clash, carve a little space around 80 to 120 Hz on one of them, depending on where the kick fundamental lies. If the tail has width, keep the low-end mono safe. Use utility carefully if needed, and always check in mono. If the tail sounds huge solo but makes the whole drop smaller, it's probably too long, too bright, or too wide. Here's another useful pro move. Treat the 808 tail like a percussion lane, not a bass lane. If the sub is already carrying the note, let the tail live mostly in the upper harmonics and use it for attitude. That mindset alone will save you from a lot of mighty low-end problems. You can also build variations. A ghost tail version works really well in dark fills. Make a lower velocity copy with a shorter envelope, and place it just before or after the main hit. A pitchfall tail gives you a little tension on intro hits. A parallel dirt chain can add heat without ruining the clean body. Just duplicate the sound. Heavily saturate the copy, high pass it, and blend it under the clean version until it feels alive. When everything is working, test it in context. Don't trust solo mode. Put it with the break, the kick, and the bassline. Listen to whether it supports the groove or crowds it. In drum and bass, the best low-end sounds often feel a little restrained on their own, but powerful in the full mix. That's the sweet spot we're aiming for. For practice, build three versions. First, a clean-tuned version with just simpler eck and light compression. Second, a warm grit version with drum bus and saturator pushed until it feels tape-worn, but still controlled. Third, a dark motion version with filter automation or subtle frequency movement, then resample and chop it into arrangement pieces. Drop all three into an 8-bar loop and see which one supports the drums best, without masking the kick or sub. So the recap is this. Tune the source first. Shape the transient before the grit. Keep the low end disciplined, add subtle motion, and resample the result for chops and transitions. If it feels heavy, warm, slightly unstable, and still clean in the mix, you've nailed the Dark Side 808 tail blueprint. All right, let's move on and build that thing.